Section 2, membership. Part A, membership application. Applicants for membership in PARA shall indicate their wish by submitting an approved application form accompanied by the appropriate dues. 2, the president will present applications to the membership during a general meeting. The members present at the meeting will vote by a simple majority to accept or reject the applicant. Upon an acceptable vote, the president will declare the applicant a member of PARA. I'll go on here to part B of that. Full membership. Persons who hold a valid amateur radio operator's license are eligible for full membership in PARA. Full membership gives the holder all rights and privileges granted by the bylaws. Full members make up the voting membership of PARA. Full members shall pay full dues. Membership is valid for a period of 1 year and renewable upon payment of annual dues if in good standing with the association. Okay, part C, associate membership. Persons who do not hold a valid amateur radio operator's license are eligible for associate membership in PARA. So that would be people with a GMRS license or people with no license who just want to be members. Associate members shall be entitled to all the rights and privileges of regular society members, save voting or holding office. Associate members shall not be counted in the determination of a quorum at meetings. Associate members shall pay one half of full dues, rounded up to the next whole dollar amount. Membership is valid for a period of 1 year and renewable upon payment of annual dues if in good standing with the association. Part D, dues. The dues year shall begin January 1 and end on December 31. The Board of Directors shall determine the amount of dues to be paid for full membership in the PARA. If a person applies for new membership of any class in the PARA at any time other than the beginning of the dues year, their dues shall be prorated according to the following schedule. So the first half of the year, you pay the full amount. Then from July 1 to September 30th, you're paying 2/3. And from October 1 to the end of the year, it's 1/3 of the annual amount. And then current members may renew their annual membership by paying the current annual dues. Dues prorating is not applicable to membership renewals. If a former member has not been a paying member for more than 2 years, their application will be considered a new membership application subject to new membership dues. All right, that's it for section two. It's all about membership and levels of membership and dues and membership application. So let's discuss.
On the dues part, we've never collected dues in this club since I've been here.
Clubs ever collected dues?
Yeah, I don't think it's ever.
Well, in the original bylaws, it says $10 a year.
And we found it.
It has two levels of membership.
Well, I knew we had two.
But that was from 96. That's from. Yeah.
But
way
with
back.
The expenses that we are running into, and now Philip took on, he paid the insurance.
Yeah.
For a lot of years out of his own pocket. I don't know what it was back then, but still, it was probably a considerable amount for one person to do that. I don't think it would hurt anybody if we come up with a decent amount for a yearly due, yearly dues. I paid them for the fire company for 20 years. And after 20 years, you're a lifer. You don't pay dues no more. The idea to generate some money, to have money coming in for some of these repairs. I mean, there are these expenses such as like a post office box or whatever. I don't think it's gonna hurt anybody. And I see people here all the time, usually giving $20 or whatever.
Well, that was usually why we weren't charging dues. It was like, well, if you have it this month, pay it, and if you don't, then don't.
Right,
you
know, and I'm sure if someone would be a little short at some time, I think we could probably make arrangements, you know, or something like that. You might be able to pay $5 for 4 months, whatever, if it's $20 a year or whatever. I'm sure we could work with people. I mean, I don't want to discourage anybody, you know. But I don't think, I was like totally against it at first. I think Bob knew that. I like the idea of no dues. But we're going to have expenses now that other people were covering. And it wasn't fair to them having to do that. I mean, we're a club.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. We're a club.
We're a club. So yeah. If you can put $20 a year in for dues, I don't think it's going to hurt anybody. You know, So we'll have to come up with an amount that we feel that is comfortable for everybody to make it feasible. So, like I said, I was totally against it at first, but now we got to do something.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And that, and people are wanting to give us money. So why don't we just say, hey, it's $20 a year or whatever, you know, whatever we decide to come up with as an organization for a dues for a year period. So other than that, I'm fine with it. I mean,
did you have anything to add to that?
No, I mean, if people willing to pay it, I mean, like I said, everybody was just throwing money in whenever they had. So if you're just making it at the beginning of the year or whatever, it's not a big deal.
I don't think it would be a big deal for someone to, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
And if you want to give down the road at 8 months at the end of the, you know, you want to make a donation towards equipment, fund, I mean, we're not stopping that.
Yeah. Well, I know we have members that don't even live around here, I think, though. That would be the only thing I'd be concerned about. Losing some of our membership of people that no longer live here but are still listed on our membership stuff. I don't know what our membership list looks like.
It's like Lou.
We got close to 45 members now.
Yeah, it's like Lou down in Florida.
Some of them I've never met.
Yeah. Justin Ogden is in Virginia. He used to be a member of this club too, but
he's not on the roster anymore.
So that's what only thing I worry about. I mean, I guess we've got, as long as we have enough membership to actually stay as a club, we don't lose, you know, we're okay, I think.
Yeah. As a secretary, what I've run into is, like, just this past week, two people sent me emails and asking to join the club. They hit the they go to the website, they see there's a link to join as a member. It comes to me, and they're always surprised because they're like, "Well, what do I have to do? Is there an application? Is there a fee?" And I'm like, "Well, no. You just tell me you want to join, and you're on the list." And then we don't really have a way to welcome them either, which is something I'd like to talk about later today. I think there ought to be some way to maybe. We can talk about it, but I think as a secretary, what I'm noticing is the list of people that are listed on the roster keeps growing, but there's some, you have different levels of activity. Some people are here almost every meeting and they're at all the events and stuff, and then you have the other people, some of them that in 3 or 4 years with the club here, they've been on that list the whole time. They were, someone was handed to me by Dave. And I've never met them, and they've never been on a net or participated in any way. So I think one thing with having some action required each year, even if it didn't involve money, just some action, like, you know, those free subscriptions you get, but they need to get your...
Yeah, I think there for a while we had an application, and every year we were asking people, or at least every couple of years we were asking people to at least update their contact information.
Yeah, tell us if you're still interested. So the people that just are you know, are done with us, that they can, we can take them from off the list, so we know that when we look at the list, we know who's really an active member with some level of activity. At least they expressed the desire to remain a member. That's at a minimum. So it'd be nice to have an annual process just to keep the list pared down to people that really still want to belong. So this section here, there was the idea of having a membership application. So let's go step by step here. Anybody opposed to having a membership application for new members? Okay. And it also specifies that we would vote at the next meeting as to whether they should be accepted into the club.
I don't see us ever...
Yeah.
Rejecting anybody unless somebody comes up with a really good reason.
Yeah, exactly.
On why, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if he belonged to the Hershey Club and he gave them problems, they notified us. Yeah. Hey, this guy caused nothing but problems in the club.
Right.
I've met one or two hams that I might want to make people aware. Just when most everybody I met is just great, you know. But there's one or two that I've met could really cause problems.
Yeah, I mean, those would be the only ones you'd have to watch out for.
So, okay, so everybody's okay with what Jason's proposed?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. The idea of having a full membership and an associate membership, where only the full members can vote, and they have to be licensed amateurs. Yeah. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because it is an amateur radio club.
It's an amateur radio club.
Yeah, if you wanted to make it a GMRS club, then you can do it the other way. But this is the amateur club.
Yeah. Yes. So we welcome GMRS people and people with no license, but they don't vote. So they can attend, they contribute half the amount in terms of dues, they're welcome at all of our picnics and banquets and other functions, and basically it says here, all those other things, they can participate, it's just that they don't have any controlling influence over the club.
Over the club, over the amateur club, yeah.
Okay. And then the dues, we did specify an amount, the bylaws don't say that can change from year to year, the idea that it would start in January and the membership would go for 1 year from January to December. The board of directors will determine the amount of dues to be paid for full members. So that would be not something we put out for a vote. According to the way it's written here, it's basically
what the board of directors decide.
Yeah.
That would be the president, vice president, secretary and treasurer jointly would decide who the dues should be this amount. And I'm sure we'd want, if to hear from people if there was a...
Oh, yeah.
And concerned.
I think NARCs are a little expensive, if I ain't mistaken.
I don't want to.
35?
I think they're 35. I think, yeah.
I don't think, I've never seen anybody less than 20.
Yeah, that's where I would think of starting, something like that.
Yeah, 20 bucks isn't that much.
No. Yeah, no. We all blow 20 bucks on stupid shit every day.
Yeah.
So.
Or more.
So, like I said, that could be a starting point. And if somebody would have an issue, I think we could work with that person.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we can.
I don't want to exclude anybody because of 20 bucks.
Right.
I'd rather have their presence than the 20 bucks at a function.
Yeah.
Because there's where you get the camaraderie and all that stuff,
Yeah.
So.
I also think when people have to once a year decide, okay, do I still want to be a member? And then they have to put that monetary amount in there. I think in a way that could actually increase our participation, because once people have a little bit of skin in the game, it's just kind of like, okay, I paid for this.
Yeah, gives them an
incentive. I made a decision on January to stay with this, right. And I paid whatever it is. And then it's more like, oh, I got a meeting announcement. Oh, I think I'll go to that meeting. So it could actually work in our favor.
Yeah,
in terms of attendance and things. That's hard to guess, but I wouldn't be surprised. Okay, so are we done with that section then?
Yep.
Okay. No strong objections to anything there. Okay, good. Thank you.